Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, what a weekend. I don't know about you, but I had a very, very busy weekend. Couldn't wait to get to the show today so I could just kind of hang out and relax with you this afternoon. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us. Yeah, a lot going on this weekend. Psychedelic Furs, Friday night at House of Blues. Beatles Fest, sold out. Jefferson Performing Arts Center. That was awesome. After that, I went to GalaxyCon After Hours at the Convention Center. I'll be talking a little bit about that. That was fun. That was pretty interesting. No, I didn't dress up like anything, but that was fun. Also, and then yesterday, I'm going to try to see the movie Superman, and I did see Superman over the weekend. Saw it yesterday, and I will I'll tell you about that. And yeah, a lot to get to this afternoon. So there was a shooting at a church in Lexington, Kentucky, and only two people are dead. Of course, you know, to the people who are dead and to the relatives and friends and loved ones, it's a big deal. But, you know, these shootings are no longer a big deal. A state trooper was shot and injured, and I think another man was injured as well. They were taken to the hospital. But these shootings like this from just wacky people have become so common that we just don't think anything of it anymore. It's not that big of a story. Two people shot, and by the way, where you want to go for lunch? That's kind of the conversation these days. And it's really, really kind of sad that it has become that way. This guy was pulled over for license plate alert. The cops had a license plate alert on this guy. And they pull him over, and there's some kind of problem, and he flees, and I think he stole the car. I mean, I don't know all the details yet. I think he stole the car. Anyway, he drove 15 miles to this Baptist church in Lexington, Kentucky, and he shot and killed two women, and then police shot and killed him. So we don't know a lot of details. I mean, what caused this guy to flip out? I mean, why can't you just flip out alone at home? You know, you got to go out, and you got to take some lives down while you're flipping out. I mean, what happened to the days when people would just freak out at home? I mean, now they have to go out and they have to manifest their anger. One last blaze of glory going out. And this is why we don't announce the names of the shooters. Because a lot of these shooters know that their names and their faces are going to be shown and mentioned over and over and over again countless times. And they, before they die, they appreciate that they're getting that kind of notoriety. Well, it's the policy of this show to not give their names. I want to know motives. I want to know why they do that. I want to know all those details. But, you know, even though they're dead, I mean, if there is life after death and they're looking down on this world, I want them to be mad at me because I didn't mention their names. In fact, I think the media should do this in general. I think the media across the country should stop mentioning the names of shooters in situations like this, because many of them want to be infamous. They want notoriety after they're dead. And I don't think we should give it to them. I'm not going to give it to them. And I wish the media would do this as well. But I guess, the public does have a right to know, but that's what they want. And if I can take that one little thing away from them, then I'm going to do it. Also, we got to talk about MAGA doubling down on criticism of Donald Trump and the Trump administration over the Epstein files. The conference for Turning Point USA was this weekend, and they're doubling down. I mean, Donald Trump says it's over. Nobody cares about Epstein. Well, MAGA's saying, no, we care. And I find it interesting that they care so much, as I've said countless times. If they're not releasing it because Donald Trump is in it, MAGA is going to be really upset because it's going to really hurt Donald Trump. Okay, I guess this is the question. If Donald Trump is in the Epstein files, would it even hurt him? And I think that's a legitimate question. I think it would, but I'm not sure. But here you have MAGA. MAGA is his biggest core of supporters. If you're in the MAGA group, you are a hardcore Trump supporter. Like I can think of words that I can't use on broadcast media, but some of these misinformed idiot trolls who comment, they just don't even have a clue. And now a couple of them have followed me over to Substack. I don't know how long my social media director is going to allow you to stay on there. Again, if you disagree with me, that's okay. But if you get stupid and ugly, one said that I'm mentally ill. I mean, I might be a little crazy, but I'm not mentally ill. And so just, again, some of the stupidity that's there. Again, I went to Substack to get away from some of this, but some of it has followed me over. And if you want to subscribe and you want to comment, let's see how long you stay on. I mean, again, we can disagree. That's fine. But when it gets ugly and tasteless, that's when you're gone. I don't care about a differing opinion. But what I do care about is it just getting ugly. But these are the people who are just diehard Trump supporters. And now MAGA is, again, just doubling down at this conference over the weekend. And now you've got this battle. It's Pam Bondi and Dan Bongino from the FBI, and Pam Bondi, the attorney general. And Bongino said, if she's not fired, I'm going to quit. And Donald Trump is really pissed at Dan Bongino because he lashed out at Pam Bondi, who should be lashed out at. And you know what we're seeing? We saw this in the first Trump administration. Donald Trump has a tendency to just hire friends and people who really support him and love him, even though they're not really qualified to do the job. Think about how many people left the administration, either on their own or they were fired the first time around. Well, heads are going to roll. I don't know who's going to be fired. It's either going to be Bondi or Bongino or I don't know who else might be fired. I think somebody's head's going to roll as a result of all of this. And, Pam Bondi also, Christy Noem is getting a lot of backlash. She says that there were no delays in responding to the flooding in Texas, and there are documented pieces of information that indicate there were delays in her responding. Maybe she's not equipped to be in the position of DHS. Maybe she shouldn't be there, but she's there. She's there because Trump wanted her there. So don't you find it interesting? And if you're a Trump supporter, are you MAGA? Do you consider yourselves to be MAGA? And if you're MAGA, do you agree with the hardcore MAGAites who are just bashing the Trump administration, demanding that the Epstein files be released? The Trump administration is lying to you. There is no doubt about this, because they admitted they had the files. They had the files. Pam Bondi had them on her desk. There might not be a client list, but there's a lot of information in those files. So here's what I find to be totally unacceptable. President Trump has the ability to launch a thorough investigation into that evidence that's in the files and to find out some of the people who are involved in having sex with underage girls. But he's not doing it. Why is he not doing it? Why does he order all these investigations, but he's not ordering an investigation into the Epstein files? Can you explain that? The Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Why is he not ordering an investigation? We've got men. We've got men who are having sex with underage girls. That is a crime. Why is there no investigation into who those men are? One would think that in the files, in the paperwork that they have on Jeffrey Epstein, there would be emails, there would be text messages, there would be some kind of correspondence that would link men's names and this activity of having sex with underage girls to Jeffrey Epstein. Between Jeffrey Epstein and these men. Is it Bill Clinton? Is it Donald Trump? Is it Bill Gates? Are these people paying Donald Trump money to make the files go away? I mean, I think that's possible. Donald Trump showed that he's willing to pardon people based on being paid or based on some kind of financial reward. So if that's the case, then maybe he's being paid to make the files go away. And who's paying him? The information's there. And man, I love that MAGA is doubling down on this. I love that MAGA is so upset. They want this information out. But is this something that can actually hurt Donald Trump? You know, a lot of things have happened to him, and MAGA is solid. They're not floundering around. They're solid behind Donald Trump. The 34 felony convictions, they're behind Donald Trump. But when it comes to the Epstein files, they're not behind Donald Trump. I just find this interesting. So we'll talk about this afternoon. Also, look, I really applaud President Trump for ordering more Patriot missiles and more military weapons to go to Ukraine. And apparently Donald Trump is learning what we all knew about Vladimir Putin, that he's not a friend and he's an enemy. And Donald Trump sided with him over the years, seemingly. And there were a lot of right-wingers, right-wing radicals, who gave indications that they were more for Russia and Putin than they were for Zelensky and Ukraine. They were more for Russia than they were for protecting democracy. And I think it's because of Donald Trump's alleged tie with Vladimir Putin. But Donald Trump is now really PO'd about the whole thing. The question is he going to really do anything about it? There's a new 50-day deadline. You've got 50 days to bring a ceasefire to Ukraine or else. Or else what? I think he said 100% tariff on everything. We don't do a lot of business with Russia. But also there could be secondary tariffs on any company that does business with Russia. But I don't think Trump's going to really do anything. I think when it comes down to it, I think he is ultimately afraid of Vladimir Putin. We'll see. I hope he's not. I mean, I don't want him to go to war with Russia, but I you know, once again, I think he's talking like a big tough guy, but he's not really that tough. I mean, what happened to the conversation about, we've talked about this, the wall, why not bring up the wall and say, well, I didn't finish it in the first time, or I'll finish it in the second. No, the wall went away. It was just Trump BS. What about Greenland? Where's all the talk about Greenland? That's Trump BS. What about Canada? That's Trump BS. Canada's not going to become a 51st state. Greenland's not going to become part of the United States. But where's all that conversation now? It was just Trump BS. It was just designed to get attention. All right, as you can tell, we got a lot to talk about. Also, this is the day in 1969 the movie Easy Rider hit movie theaters. And the soundtrack to this is really awesome. So we're going to do album hour in the 3 o'clock hour. So all of our bumper music in the 3 o'clock hour is going to be songs from the soundtrack to Easy Rider, which was a great soundtrack. You know, I mentioned this in the crossover with Newell just a few minutes ago. When I saw this movie at the end, and, you know, spoiler alert, okay? I mean, if you haven't seen Easy Rider by now, I doubt that you're gonna watch it. But when the rednecks, when the white, ignorant rednecks from Louisiana, those dirty, filthy-looking guys in the pickup truck, killed the characters, the main characters in Easy Rider in the end, I was embarrassed to be from Louisiana. I don't remember how old I was, but I was a teenager, and I was embarrassed to be from Louisiana. That was just a disgusting act. But that's the way people felt. That's the way the establishment felt toward people with long hair, toward people that were hippies. And long hair back then is not really long compared to long hair today. But relative to those times, that was long hair. And it represented an anti-establishment generation. And those rednecks shot and killed them because they had long hair. You know, because they didn't like them hippies back then, man. We're going to kill them boys. We're going to kill them. That is an ignorance in Louisiana, and really throughout the South, not just Louisiana, that just made me embarrassed to be part of the South. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke, senior producer at the controls, other studio. Welcome to the show.
Welcome. Well, no. You got to say good afternoon.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You know, I guess since you're an actor, you like everything to be routine.
Well,
it's
yeah.
I'm leading into your next line.
Well, I can't say welcome to the show to you too as well. You're already in the show.
Okay. Hey, well, you could say, hey, great to be here.
Hey. Great.
Well, let me, okay. So, all right. So, Ian Hook is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you too as well. Nice to see you today. Have a great weekend. Yeah. You're looking good. I like the clothes you're wearing today. Man, we're going to have a great show. It's going to be an awesome week.
Yeah, I agree with all of the above.
Hot start.
I agree with all of the above.
You know what I was thinking about just now when you were talking about this is when they're like, oh, we don't know. There's no information left about Jeffrey Epstein. We got no client list. There's no report. There's no there. These are the same people that put Kilmar Abrego Garcia on an airplane to that torture prison in El Salvador based on a photoshopped image of his knuckles. You know what I mean? Like, if they really wanted to hurt people with information connecting them to Jeffrey Epstein, they can do it. They would do that. They are choosing not to do that for reasons that we don't know and maybe we never will know. But I'm glad that more people are seeing the cover-up is coming from inside the house. They're either lying then or they're lying now. But either way, they have been lying to us or are still lying to us about the biggest issue, the biggest animating story in American politics in this day. So, you know, what are you going to do with that? I don't know.
We deserve to know. And here's what's happening. Donald Trump is protecting men who had sex with underage girls.
No doubt.
Is he being paid? Did he do it himself? Did he do that little girl whose leg he's holding on to? His hand is on the inside of her thigh in a picture. And she looks like she's kind of sitting on his lap. She's sitting on somebody's lap. I think maybe she's on Jeffrey Epstein's lap, but he's got his hand inside her thigh. That's not just, you know, patting somebody's knee. No, the hand is on the inside of the thigh.
This is a man who's already on audio tape bragging about sexually assaulting women. This is a man who's already been found liable for sexual abuse. This is a man who's in many dozens of photographs and videos with either Jeffrey Epstein or Ghislaine Maxwell or both. It doesn't take a great leap of the imagination to figure he may be implicated somewhere in that reporting, and that's why we're not getting it.
But aren't you interested in the fact that MAGA is going after him on this? Because if he's in there, this could hurt him. I mean, it might not, but it could. It should. I mean, I think banging a porn star while your wife is pregnant with your child, I think that should have damaged him, but it didn't. So would having sex with underage girls damage Donald Trump? I mean, everybody, every Republican, every conservative, every MAGAite, every person who supports Donald Trump that has a daughter has got to find the idea of having sex with underage girls to be totally unacceptable and appalling. And yet, if you're not for the release of this, then you are supporting vicariously having sex with underage girls. What if somebody does it to your daughter? Are you going to like that? Is that going to be okay? You have to be for the release of the Epstein files. You have to be critical of Donald Trump for not doing an investigation into the information that they have. There was a stack. I didn't say it. Pam Bondi said it. There was a stack of information about Epstein on her desk. In that information, there are some revealing facts. And if there are not, then why not release it? I think Donald Trump either did it himself or he's being paid to keep it quiet.
I've been waiting for this moment for a long time. I've always known that there was going to be one issue. One thing that was really going to be a bridge too far, the final straw, and I think that we finally found it, because there's been lots of other times where the MAGA faithful have had to reckon with the fact that they've been lied to, that they've been used, that they are marks. But then the way that they've reacted to that is to just move on to the next thing, right? To just, you know, explain themselves away with an even bigger lie, with an even bigger excuse. And there was always going to be an end game to that. There was always going to be some moment where that was no longer possible for them to do. The sort of intellectual, right, mental, right, gymnastics it took for them to excuse all of the other horrible things that have happened in the last 8-10 years. There was always going to be some point where they said, no more. And I think this is it. You cannot crawfish your way out of this. You cannot invent another lie to excuse this one. So it is a moment of reckoning.
Yeah, and I've never criticized anybody for voting for Donald Trump. The only thing that I've been critical of is the people who don't accept the lies or don't recognize the lies. If you don't see the lies, if you can't put the pieces together and see the blatant lies and misinformation, then you're an idiot. I mean, I hate to put it that way. But, I mean, I've got some people on Substack. I was responding last night to a number of Substack comments, and people are trying to catch me in a lie. They're trying to catch me. Well, this happened, but then this happened. I mean, it is so easy to answer these people. It is so easy to respond to them. It's so easy to totally shoot down the point that they're trying to make, that, you know, we don't have a lot of really bright thinkers who are responding. Well, some who are responding are very bright, but a lot of those who are responding to social media are not that bright, and they just don't really get it. And they're putting up excuses, and they're putting up evidence and information that they think supports their cause, and it really doesn't, because it's so easy to answer them. All right. So, yeah, I mean, the Epstein files need to be released. And man, what about these girls? What about these young girls? These filthy, disgusting, old, wrinkled men, many of them with big guts. Anyway, it's just disgusting. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I told you Friday that I was going to do the best I could to see Superman, the movie. I did. It is number one at the box office. Jurassic Park is number two. But Superman was number one. I'll tell you about that in just a moment. Also joining me in the studio is Coleman, who also saw Superman over the weekend. Coleman, what did you think?
All right. So I remember Friday when you were talking about Superman. I heard you and Ian on the way leaving the studio at the Idea Newell show. And you probably didn't see it, but I was wearing my Superman cap. I had red and blue on. I had like red and blue themed jewelry because I was excited to see this movie, right? Because you know, I'm a comic book fan. And I remember I took issue with Ian saying, we don't need any more Superman superhero movies. We need more Shakespeare movies. I'm like, oh, you know, oh, fuddy-duddy, whatever. So I'm excited. I buy my ticket. I sit down. And I have to say, Scoot, I was disappointed in the Superman movie. And well, we can get into it without the spoilers if you want to.
Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about this. And you know, if you don't want to listen to this, don't listen to it. I'm glad you said this because we don't have to argue. I thought it was terrible. I hated that the movie starts with Lois Lane and Superman already in a relationship. You know, there was no flirting. There was no, you know, like from the old TV series and other movies, there was, you know, this kind of flirting that went on. No, they were already in a relationship.
Yeah.
I thought it was confusing. The scenes going back to the planet, going back to Krypton or whatever that planet was. I'm not into sci-fi, so I tried. I really tried with an open mind. Too many effects. I mean, there were effects on top of effects, and I thought it was just distracting. And I didn't buy the battle that he was having with Lexor.
So I could agree about like not being able to develop the characters because this movie did start in with Superman already being established, so many characters being established. And I think the target audience, if you like, I was a comic book fan, I wasn't confused by it, but I do think that it lacked grabbing audience for that emotional attachment. It kind of is like when you see the movie, you have to already know what the established relationships are, what the dynamics are. And I think that was a fit. For a comic book guy, I got it, but I don't think that was the proper way to go about it. But I have to disagree with you about the special effects. One of the reasons why I was excited to see this movie, because I want to see a proper Superman movie with the effects that can show all the things that superheroes are able to do. You know, even when you go back to like the Christopher Reeve Superman, the special effects at the time were probably astounding, but I would love to see a modern day superhero movie with today's special effects that can, and it kind of did it with his hair flipping when he was flying, his cape flying around, the extent or the speed of his powers. I did like that aspect. The action and the colors and the effects were great, but the story and the character development, it lacked that heart that I was looking for in a Superman movie.
Well, I agree with that. The effects were too much for me, and honestly, I sat through it. I was with somebody, so you know, I sat through it, but my eyes were closed after the first 30 minutes. My eyes were closed for much of the time, and you know, I even with it being as noisy and loud as it was, I was able to almost doze off a couple of times. But you know, I didn't I didn't get the storyline because I'm not a comic book guy. I'm used to Superman flying with his hands out in front of him, and he's flying with his hands behind him, which I guess is probably aerodynamically more advantageous to fly with your arms behind you and your head first. The dog thing, I know Krypto was probably part of the comic book, mm-hmm. but I never saw Krypto in the original TV series, and so I didn't get Krypto, but, you know, that was a mean little mutt.
Oh, yeah, I think, to me, it was more of a Krypto movie than a Superman movie. He stole all the scenes, the dog did.
Yeah, and, you know, the other thing that got me was I'm used to Superman not being vulnerable. And this Superman was physically vulnerable. I mean, they not just with the kryptonite stuff, mm-hmm. but I mean, when he hit the pavement that time, when he crashed into the pavement, I mean, he was hurt. I'm used to Superman just jumping right up and taking off. I'm not used to him being hurt.
Yeah, James Gunn did say he wanted to have more of a vulnerable Superman, both physically and emotionally. And I think he kind of showed that emotional vulnerability at the beginning when he was talking to Lois Lane in the beginning scenes. But once again, it just lacked a lot of establishment for what the Superman lore really is, about why Lex Luthor doesn't like him, why he's in this relationship with Lois Lane, and his both his relationship with his true parents, his biological Kryptonian parents, and his Kansas parents. I think they did a horrible job establishing like the difference between how his Kansas family raised him as opposed to his Kryptonian, yeah. and what they expected for him. So there was it was a lot of missed opportunities, and so yeah. my excitement for the movie waned, and I kind of felt bad leaving out the theater with my Superman stuff on, because now I feel like, oh man, I wore this stuff excited, and
it doesn't take anything away from me, because I don't care in the beginning, but you care in the beginning, and I'm sorry you were disappointed, but I thought the actor who played Lex Luthor did a good job. I thought he was pretty well cast.
Well, between you and I, Lex Luthor is my favorite superhero, and I didn't like this portrayal.
Really?
Yeah, my favorite portrayal of Lex Luthor is from a Smallville television show, a guy, okay. I forget his name, but he's my favorite Lex Luthor. And okay. being that Lex Luthor is my favorite superhero and my favorite comic book character, I was thoroughly disappointed in that, too. So that had a lot to do with my disapproval of this Superman movie.
Well, between the movie tickets and, and the girl, I mean, the girl wouldn't even, the girl, she, I mean, I really should have pushed it a little further, but I'm going, by the way, I'm a senior. She goes, I don't see it.
Wait, you talking about the movie tickets?
Yeah, the movie tickets. I'm trying to get senior rates. She goes, I don't see it. I said, well, you going to show me the ID? You know, and I was going to, but I should have done it, because I think she charged me full price for the ticket. And I'm a senior.
Well, that's why I see the matinee during the day.
Well, I went to the Britannia.
Oh, right there. Yeah.
So between the ticket, between two tickets and snacks and stuff, $65.
Oh, no.
$65.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm glad I go to the movies by myself.
Yeah, well, I have to think about that in the future. I'm sorry you didn't like it, because I know you're looking forward to it. I wasn't looking forward to it, but I felt like I needed to go. I didn't see anything in there about the about any connection between the immigration issue today and Superman being an illegal alien. I didn't see any connection there. There was just a hint of...
Those usually come from people who look at everything through a political lens. They have to throw politics in everything.
I thought there was a hint of Donald Trump, and that he's trying to stop this war between two countries. I thought there was a hint of downfall. I don't care what anybody else thinks. I'm just here to stop the war. But there really wasn't much there anyway. So there was a woman buying tickets. I had gone to the bathroom, and I'm passing by the counter, and this woman's buying tickets. And she's getting a ticket for Superman. I said, I wanted to say, ma'am, don't do it. Anyway, I would save my money. If you got to watch it, just watch it somewhere else. Watch it when it comes on TV or something. Because I didn't think it was very good. All right, so look, let's talk about how MAGA is not backing down on the Epstein files. Tell me, explain to me, if you're a Trump supporter, if you consider yourself to be MAGA, and I know we have MAGA listeners, a lot of MAGA listeners who listen to this show, tell me why MAGA is so mad. Because the information could hurt Trump. The Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You can always talk to me here from 1 to 4 by contacting the Okunar Jewelers Talk and Text line, 504-260-1870. I'm screwed on the air. So, you know, I'd like an explanation from MAGA supporters as to why so many MAGA people are so upset with Donald Trump over not releasing the Epstein files. Not releasing the files is hurting Donald Trump. Would releasing the files hurt him even more? Do the MAGA people who are demanding that these files be released, do they think that Donald Trump might be in those files? And if he is in those files, it's possible that he could be damaged. I mean, you know, there's certain things that you can do and get away with it. You know, you can bang a porn star. You can do drugs. You could do a lot of things. But you can't be a pedophile. That's something that will forever damage a man's image. And it should. So this could be something that Donald Trump does not survive if he is linked to that. Donald Trump himself could have an investigation into the information they have. He could launch an investigation. Why isn't he doing that? And why did he say he would release the files and then decided he wouldn't? What made him decide not to release the files? I mean, you can't even argue anymore that the files are not there, because they were there. They told us. Donald Trump told us. Elon Musk told us. Pam Bondi told us. We know the files were there. Kash Patel said the files are there. So that's not even a fair argument. Of a fair defense. So why did he make the decision not to release him? Let's go to Ian with some of your text messages.
Here's a text that says, 4 years under Biden with nothing about Epstein, and a list is a pretty good sign, isn't it? It isn't exclusively Trump. Biden sat on it for 4 years, too. Or do we forget facts that don't agree with your silly theory?
Listen, whoever sent this text, when Biden was president, I was talking about releasing the files. I talked vigorously and viciously about releasing the files. So I would appreciate it if you would not use the ignorance of not listening to the show or not paying attention to the show and only using what you need to maybe think you're going to catch me saying something or criticize me for something that I didn't do. Instead of that, why don't you just pay attention to the show? Because it's not fair to ignore certain things that are said. I mean, I talked viciously about this when Biden was president. So, you know, we don't even have to entertain those anymore.
I mean, well, here's another text that says, remember this, if Trump's name is on the list, don't you think in your imperial brain, which is a weird thing to say about somebody's brain. I don't know. I don't think that word means what the texter thinks it means. Your imperial brain that you think that you have, that Biden would have, had, come on, they're out. Oh, Biden would have put him out there against him. Come on, man, just keep stirring the pot. I think people are thinking that Biden would have released the Epstein files to hurt his political enemies the same way that that's what they expected Trump to do. I don't think that President Biden or President Obama or any other president, Republican or Democrat, would just release the files specifically to hurt their political enemies, knowing that releasing the files would probably screw up current investigations, impugn innocent people that had normal run-of-the-mill business contacts with Jeffrey Epstein, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Just because you think that Trump would use the Epstein files to embarrass his enemies in that way, do not assume that everybody else would do the same thing, too. And there is some conjecture happening here. If Biden didn't release the files, it's probably because there was a good reason not to release the file. What does that even mean, release the files?
Look,
just like open up a classified dossier full of like sensitive information and just give it to Fox News? Is that what they expected to happen here?
No, but I mean, there's information there that could have been released. And I think that one of the things that Biden might have been considering is that maybe Bill Clinton's in there and maybe there are other Democrats in there. And I talked about this when Biden was president. This is what I can't stand. I can't stand those of you who want to like say, well, why didn't you do this when Biden was president? When I did it when Biden was president. Why didn't you notice? Because you assume that I didn't. You assume that I didn't do something that, I did. And it's really, it's irritating to think that people have such shallow minds and that they're so simplistic in their trying to put a defense together for Donald Trump. Here's what is really simple now. Biden never said he had the files. So let's just say this.
Right.
Donald Trump said he was going to release it. I didn't make that promise during the campaign. Donald Trump did. He told you he was going to release the files. What files? The files. So he said that there are files. Should we not believe him? You see, if I would have said during the campaign, well, Trump's lying, there are no files, people would have criticized me. I mean, I don't care about the criticism, but that's the way people are. Oh, what do you mean? You're just criticizing Trump because he's... No, I'm just being honest. But Trump told you he was going to release the files. Pam Bondi said she's got the files on her desk. So why are the files not being released? That's the problem. Forget about Joe Biden. But I did talk about it when Biden was president. Forget about Joe Biden.
On Truth Social over the weekend, the president wrote, "For years, it's Epstein over and over again. Why are we giving publicity to files written by Obama, Crooked Hillary, Comey, Brennan, and the losers and criminals of the Biden administration?" So now he's saying that the files do exist. But they were written by Obama and Hillary. So where we'll then release them.
Yes, exactly. There is a reason Donald Trump is not releasing the files. He is full of it. And so is everybody who believes it. And by the way, all of you who are against me, you're also against MAGA. What about all of the MAGA people who are demanding the files be released? These are your own people. What about those people? What about the MAGA people who are demanding the files be released? The MAGA people agree with me. If you have a comment, Oakwood Heart Jewelers, talking text line, 504-260-1870. I'm actually a little tired today. Busy weekend. Starting Friday night, going to House of Blues to see the Psychedelic Furs. Man, it was packed. It was packed. They look great. These are the psychedelic furs. And I thought they were great, and I love how they fit into that new wave genre that preceded the music that we refer to as the music of the 80s, and they sort of came on as a commercialization of the hardcore punk that didn't make it in America. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.